Come, my little ones. Gather around. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're gonna learn today.
I bet it's something exciting.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website, not forgetting our satellite listeners. So put your radios a little louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will, inshallah, teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up.
الهجرة رحلة هادينا حمل الإسلام لنا دينا الهجرة رحلة هادينا حمل الإسلام لنا دينا فسلام الله على الهادي فسلام الله على الهادي والكون يردد آمينا آمينا الله تكفل يحميه وعلي أصبح يفديه الله تكفل يحميه وعلي أصبح يفديه وبسر القوم الأشرار وبسر القوم الأشرار.
My butterflies, have you ever heard about gift giving? Well, giving gifts to one another is very good because it increases the love between two people. If you give your friend or your family a gift, inshallah they will love you even more than they already do. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said something to the effect, giving gifts to one another will increase the love between each other. My butterflies, sometimes it's lots of fun to give gifts, but it's even more fun to get them, isn't it? But what happens when someone gives you something, a beautiful gift, and you have nothing to give them in return? What's the best gift you can give them? Do you know? Let me tell you. Let's use an example. Today, Mom came home with a beautiful box of chocolates. It's so delicious and so divine, but you don't know what to give Mommy back. Sometimes a hug, a kiss, and a simple, I love you, Mommy, and Jazakallah is good enough. What happens if your daddy or dada or your nani or nana come with a beautiful bicycle, one that you've been waiting for a long time? What do you tell them? You say, I love you. You give them a hug and a kiss. You say, Jazakallah. And then, even better than that, you make a special dua for them. You say, may Allah give you health, wealth, prosperity. May Allah give you everything you want and everything you need and grant you Jannah for making me so happy. Do you know how happy they'll be with that dua? But sometimes making dua and giving a hug and a kiss and saying I love you isn't always the best. Sometimes maybe you'll feel, I want to do something for that person to make them feel as happy as they made you. And what's the best way of doing it? Well, sweet and simple. Remember, butterflies, sometimes it's not about how much you spend on a gift, but it's the thought and the love that goes behind it. We know little butterflies can't afford to buy big expensive gifts. Maybe you can't afford it because you have only a certain amount for your allowance. Or maybe Mommy and Daddy give you spending money and you use a little bit of that to get a gift for someone you care about. So what do you do? The best thing to do is think about what they like and think about what they enjoy and base your gift on that. Like I said, it doesn't have to be expensive to make someone truly happy. Here's some do-it-yourself gift ideas to try. You can decorate a photo frame and include a special picture that you drew yourself. Maybe you'll want to choose something like tickets or something that you had, something that you did with that person. frame it, and keep it aside. That person will be so happy, and every time they look at it, they'll remember the moments they spent with you. Maybe you like to knit, or do a needlecraft, or do stitching, or do some DIY things all by yourself, like painting, or drawing, or arts and crafts. Maybe you want to make them something ultra special. Can you imagine how happy Mommy and Daddy will be? With the help from an adult, maybe you can bake a bunch of cookies, or biscuits, or little cupcakes and treats. You can package them in a little box that you covered yourself. You can put it all together, and you can use it and give it to the person. They'll be so excited to see it. They'll be so happy to eat it. My butterflies, maybe you'd like to write a poem or a letter or song to a person, explaining to them why they're so special to you. You can draw a picture or a painting, or even just do something for that special touch. Maybe you can plant a tree or even a little flower in a pot. You can give it to them, and as it grows, they'll remember you every time they water it. My butterflies, you can do even better than that. You can give tzedakah on their behalf. If you do this, they'll get a reward from Allah, and they'll be happy for that too. Now let's go for a quick break, and when we come back, I'll teach you a little more.
يا طيبة يا دار العيانة اشتقنا لك والهوى نادانا والهوى نادانا
oh طيبة you're neck you're in the healing we miss you so much and hope to see you we hope to see you
لما صار المركب نساني صاروا الدمع ما جفاني أخذوا قلبي ما جناني يا طيبة يا تيم الولهانا
يا تيم الولهانا
When they travel to see you they have forgotten me With my tears, with my sorrow, with my yearnings They have taken my heart with them for you
My butterflies, what if it's eat time and you and a bunch of friends decide you all want to give gifts to one another? It may be a bit too much and too expensive to buy one gift for everybody. But what you can do is put your names in a hat. Everyone's name goes on a little piece of paper and they get put into a hat or a shoebox. Then each person pulls out a name and buys a gift for that person. You can set a spending limit to make it easier on how much you should pay and what you should buy. It can be fun to be a secret person and a secret gift giver. Keep a secret who's buying for who, so that on the day that you give your gifts, it will be a big surprise. Instead of buying the gifts, you can put all your money together and make a donation to charity. From animals, to little orphan children, to those old people who don't have much. You can donate your food, your clothing, or other basics that charity groups can distribute. You can give together and get the reward from Allah together too. Or you can do lunch or any other meal, like go to a place that's not very expensive, sit with your friends and split the bill. Or you can have brunch at your house or family or friend's house. It won't cost too much and it will be good times and good fun, inshallah. And you'll be strengthening the bond with your brothers and sisters in Islam. My butterflies, remember, Sometimes it's just about showing your appreciation with something simple like a card or a note or something to say thank you. Maybe there's someone around you who you feel is not feeling very good today. And that little thing, like maybe a sweet or a chocolate that you share with them, may be the best gift they could ever want. If you're still in need of ideas, you could make bookmarks that are just easy and printable. You can make little cards or little coupons. For example, this coupon is for one hug. This one is to help you do your chores and help you clean your room. But our favorites are doing the best we can do to make our friends happy, to make our family happy, and those around us. Because when we do good deeds and when we make the people around us happy, then inshallah, our Allah will be happy with us too. Do good deeds and be kind and loving to your family, because remember that charity starts at home. And when you do good deeds for them, you'll get a reward for making them happy, a reward from Allah for strengthening ties, and most importantly, you'll have fun together. So, my little butterflies, what are you waiting for? Choose people, choose the place, choose what you'll be doing, and have fun together and give gifts to one another. For that, Allah will bless us with Jannah, insha'Allah.
Hello, is anybody out there? Can you hear me calling? I call you to the truth of Islam. Yeah. Let me show you my world, where I read the noble Quran. The promise of my Lord is true. Every time I close my eyes, a picture comes up. All I see is gardens filled with delight. There will be no pain, no sorrow, happiness and love forever. That is where I wanna go in my afterlife. I wanna be in Jannah,
Jannah,
yeah.
Jannah,
Jannah. Every Muslim dreams to be.
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, ila liqa, ma salam.
We've come to the end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments to Zineera at radioislamlive.com. That's Z-I-N-E-E-R-A.